Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We're going to call Travis Hafner.
Darn right.
He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, the former Indians DH and first baseman. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
We are well. Thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Always good to be on.
So, all of a sudden, your team is starting to look like that team that we witnessed the last several years where, boy, that bullpen's terrific. And now that starting rotation is coming around a little bit, Travis. And even though they're back in the division, they're not back in the wild card. And it has me thinking, if the offense can come around and maybe you find a bat, maybe this is a team worth investing in. And when you're playing on a team like this, what are you feeling right now when it's like we kind of have it going, but we're not quite there yet?
Yeah, I think as a young team, you know, you're trying to find your identity a little bit, and I think you're going to see that improve as the season goes on offensively. But yeah, like you said, I mean, there's some dudes in that starting rotation that have some really good stuff and are going to give you a chance to win every night, and that bullpen is really, really good. So, you know, if you can kind of find your identity as an offense and put together tough at bats, get on base and score some runs, like, you could see this team gelling and becoming very tough down the stretch.
Travis, my biggest thing with this team is basically finding these runs and finding some hitting. How hard is it to make adjustments during the season to start, like, let's say, like a guy like Nolan Jones, who just completely smokes the ball when he finally gets a hold of it? He just doesn't get a hold of it as often as you'd like him to.
Well, my first hitting coach in the big leagues was Eddie Murray, and he told me that if baseball wasn't called baseball, it would be called adjustments. So during the season, it is constant adjustments. Like, sometimes it's like little mechanical tweaks, but a lot of times it's adjustments in how teams are pitching you and, you know, being able to get good pitches to hit, not chase out of the zone, and, you know, trying to get in the good hitters' counts and use the whole field.
Eddie Murray is a hitting coach, which is amazing because he's a superstar player. Was he a good hitting coach?
Yeah.
So I would say that I would take different things from different hitting coaches. And Eddie Murray was the best I ever saw at kind of like preparing you for an at-bat, like having a good idea what was coming. Like, I remember, you know, one of the first games I ever played, you know, we were facing Brad Radke, who had a ridiculous changeup. And I think I had a hit or a home run off a fastball. And Eddie Murray was like, "You're going to see changeup, so just sit on the changeup." So I sat on the changeup, and I was still way out front. I cued it off the end of the bat, went to the pitcher or whatever. And then he comes back. I come back, and he's like, "Probably going to still see more changeup, so you might as well keep sitting on it until you hit it."
So, was he right?
He was right. He's like, "You're going to keep seeing it." You know, so that was great just to have somebody, you know, with his knowledge that had played all those years to really give you an idea of, you know, what to expect as a hitter, because nobody really goes up there and just is that good of a hitter that they can be ready to hit everything. Like, you have to have a pretty good game plan and idea of what you're going to see going into the at-bats.
It makes sense. I mean, you see that with a lot of guys you know, with the guards and all of that stuff, clearly their game plans are through the roof. And I mean, you hear the stories all the time of how early they get in there to get the game plan and to sit down and like really go through what a pitcher's going to do and how they're going to attack them. I mean, they do such a great job with that one. The only thing with that, though, is hitting is such a rhythmic thing as well, Travis. And I wonder with a guy like Kyle Manzardo, who's not getting consistent at bats, how hard it is to maybe be in that position where you have to be ready at all times. But boy, those at bats are not coming consistently.
Yeah, I mean, I guess as far as scouting reports, you got to find out what is good for you to know and maybe like what stuff like is maybe too much information. Some guys want it all. Some guys are like, just tell me what he throws, how hard he throws, and what his ball does. So I would typically watch, the starting pitcher and relievers face batters who are similar to me, so that I would get an idea. Like, okay, left-handed hitter, this is how they're going to probably try to pitch him, so that I would have an idea. And it's certainly like you said, it's always great to have consistent at bats, but I know that they always put him in positions to be successful, so. You know, if it's not those everyday at bats, but you're still playing quite a bit, you got to do things kind of on the side, whether it's like sitting in, watching bullpens. They have some incredible pitching machines now, but just doing some stuff like that to kind of simulate at bats and to still, kind of stay sharp.
Travis Hafner joining us, former Indians first baseman. I heard this the other day, and I thought next time we have Travis on the show, I've got to ask him. Folks have been saying that there's more difference now between pitching in AAA and the majors than maybe there's been in a while. And guys who are hitting really well in AAA, it's a completely different world when they get up to the majors. I'm assuming that's always been a different world. But are you seeing things that make you think that, yeah, that might be the case? Because, for instance, John Kenzie Noel, since he went back down to Columbus, is hitting really well. He's had 4 home runs in June since he's gone down, 12 runs batted in. Jonathan Rodriguez was smoking it in AAA. He's trying to find it up here and not having much success. Is that difference even greater than it's usually, Travis?
I always think it's been a really big jump. And it's also very hard to start the season in the big league. Sometimes if you're at AAA and you're hitting like 330 over the last month, you get called up and you can kind of hit the ground running and have success. But I always noticed like not only are the scouting reports better on you, but it's better stuff in general. And the big thing is the location. I remember one time going down to AA on a rehab assignment and seeing like off-speed pitches that were kind of like down the middle, and you don't even know what to do with them because you're not used to seeing them. You're used to seeing everything kind of like on the corner, or they're keeping it down or putting it in good spots. So the location probably, when you get to the big leagues, is the big thing. Plus, the stuff gets better as well. But we're also living in like the perfect game era where, 9th, 10th, 11th graders are throwing 95, and just everybody's, the pitching side has gotten so good in chasing velocity. You do see a lot of really high velo at all levels.
So the Guardians were just in Sacramento playing at a AAA stadium.
Looks like fun, by the way. That looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah. What's the biggest difference between playing at a AAA stadium versus a major league stadium as a hitter?
That's a good question. Well, in California, that's kind of notorious for being a hitter's league out there in California. But, just the size is different. So the wind plays pretty true in a AAA stadium. And a lot of times at a big league park, whatever way the wind is blowing on the flag, it might be the opposite, but each stadium is a little quirky. But I think the main thing is just kind of the overall size and the amount of like information that's available to the hitters.
Travis Hafner joining us right now. Guardian fans are looking at AAA and seeing CJ Kafis swinging the bat really well. He started in AA, moved up to AAA. Chase DeLauder, high draft choices, had some injury issues. He seems to be swinging the bat pretty well. And everybody wants to, hey, get these guys up here. The offense needs a jolt. When you first went to AAA, you were in Oklahoma, and the Rangers kept you there almost all season, and you hit 342 in AAA, and they didn't call you up until later in the season. What were you thinking at the time? And what makes a guy in AAA ready to make that jump to the majors?
Yeah, I actually got called up in the middle of the season. There are two guys that were potentially hurt. So I was just at the hotel and they said, you know, we're going to go take BP. If they can't go, hop in a cab and get there for game time. And ultimately, I never got called up after 2 days, but I was doing like high knees and all like running sprints in my hotel room, just full panic, like hoping to get called up. But it didn't happen. But I rambled on and I forgot your question. Oh, the difference in AAA, is that what you're talking about?
Like
oh,
when, so a, when a guy's yeah. when a guy's you know really hitting in AAA. And everybody's ready for him to be called up. What makes a guy ready? You know, we keep hearing Dellotto needs more at bats. Does he need more at bats? Cephas was in AA, now AAA. Well, when does a guy think he's ready? When's a team think he's ready? Because those guys would appear to be guys that could come up here and maybe help this team.
Yeah, sometimes it's by necessity where there's an injury or hey, we just need like that position specifically. But a lot of it is just the quality of the at-bats. Like, are they able to lay off tough pitches just out of the zone? Or are most of their hits just kind of like mistake pitches or pitches that they might not necessarily see in the big leagues? Or, you know, are they ambushing fastballs early in the count? So a lot of it is like, how well do you hit off-speed stuff? How well can you control the strike zone? And then maybe, like, it's always good if, hey, I'm going to see a pitcher a second and third time or a team a second and third time and see – what adjustments that they made and let that kid kind of experience like, okay, you had success off them last time, but now they're going to pitch you differently. And let's kind of see, you know, the cat and mouse game of, can you make adjustments off their adjustments?
All right. Now to the nitty gritty of this interview, the stuff that we've been holding back on, by the way, Travis Hafner joining us, former Indians designated hitter / first baseman on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
You got a slash in there. Nice.
And general good dude. I forgot about that too. That needs to be added in. Okay, so how's the youth team going that you're coaching? And have you started the new season yet, and how many wins have you racked up?
Good. So now the spring season's done, so my two youngest, they're done. And then we're in full swing of the 2028s, which is just finished their freshman year, heading into their sophomore year. We have three summer tournaments left, and those are these, you know, the big perfect game tournaments where a lot of the top teams in the country go to. So that's exciting. It's really good baseball. And I think right now we might be 5-3. But hopefully this next tournament we can go out and do well and get some wins and play some good baseball.
You don't want to go 8-0. You want to be challenged, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's good to play a bunch of 50-50 games, you know, where you show up and both teams are pretty equal and whoever plays better wins. Like, I've never been a huge fan of having like such a dominant team that, you know, their pitcher is so good and they have a couple hitters that are so good that it doesn't really matter what the rest of the roster does. Like, I think it's good for kids to make plays under pressure and have big at bats with the game on the line. And, you know, those are kind of those moments that you really kind of chase playing baseball.
Great to have you with us, sir. Thank you for your time.
Always a pleasure.
Travis.
Appreciate you having me on.
Travis Hafner, former Indians first baseman, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan in for Andy today. Just had Travis Hafner with us. And early on, Travis was talking about the Guardians, and he mentioned some dudes in that rotation who are getting some things going, Dano. And I'm really inclined to agree. I watched Luis Ortiz the other day look like a guy who makes you think, yeah, they knew what they were doing when they went out and targeted this guy. They didn't just get him by accident.
Everything that guy throws moves. It's nuts. It darts, it dives, it's every adjective you can think of.
Didn't just get him by accident, did they? Then yesterday, Slade Ciccone goes out, throws 7 innings, no runs, 6 hits, threw only 79 pitches, 53 for strikes. Now, I'll forever wonder why the heck they thought they should trade Josh Naylor. But you get Slade Ciccone, looks like another guy that they definitely targeted, definitely brought in, and definitely think they can help become a better major league pitcher.
They're so good at that.
They really are.
So good. Hey, come on in here. Okay, try this, try this. Let's have you throw this pitch more, this pitch less, and learn this. Oh, okay. Now all of a sudden you're awesome.
When I was with Daryl on our show last Thursday, I went over the rotation and talking about some things because I was starting to see some things I really like. And I mentioned then all 5 guys in the rotation right now, Ciccone, Ortiz, Bybee, Williams, Allen, all 25 or 26 years old. These guys are not very old. And then just watching what they did in Sacramento made me think, wait a minute, following up San Francisco and then Sacramento. This is the last time through the rotation for these guys, okay? So the last start for each guy in the rotation. Slade Ciccone, no runs, 6 hits in 7 innings. Luis Ortiz, no runs on 2 hits with 10 Ks in 6 innings. Tanner Bibee had some issues. Still went 8 innings, complete game. 5 runs on 11 hits. Gavin Williams, last time out, no runs on 2 hits. 6 innings pitched. And Logan Allen looked pretty good. 2 runs, 4 hits, 5 1/3. These guys are starting to come together, Dan. And if you can get good starting pitching, which was always a huge, huge trait for this team, you get good starting pitching on top of that bullpen, you might want to invest in a batter 3. I say 3. I'm being very wishful thinking.
Yeah.
You may want to invest in a bat.
If you're going to get great pitching, you're 100% right.
And then your bullpen is better than your rotation.
But the problem is where? And the other part of that is who? Those are the two questions. Where do you put them and who are you targeting? Because first base is a log jam. Right field is a log jam. Left field has Stephen Kwan. Third base has Jose Ramirez. I assume you don't want to move those two. So that means you're looking at catcher, which if you're going to pay for a catcher, you're going to pay in massive prospects because catchers who hit are so rare and few and far between at this point that it's ridiculous. You're just better off kind of with Bo Naylor. So I would scratch catcher off the list. I don't think you're going to find that guy. So that would leave you at shortstop, second base, center field, right up the gut of your team. I got to do some digging to see who would be available there, but off the top of my head, it's a short list. Outside of maybe 1-year rental of Cedric Mullins, who'd come in and help you at center field,
yeah.
Who's Baltimore Orioles, I think only has one. This might be his last year of clip control, so you would be renting him. You're out of the Ryan O'Hearn sweepstakes. You've got enough first basemen. You don't need more of those.
Oh, maybe you do.
Oh?
Jim Bowden was on the morning show. And Jim's from The Athletic, and Jim's former Major League General Manager with Washington and with Cincinnati. And he brought up a thought that was somewhat interesting. Here it is.
Problem is you just don't have the juice in the middle. You need help with Ramirez. I mean, you guys know, you miss Josh Naylor a lot, right? And I'm not opposed to bringing him back either, by the way, and making a trade. If Arizona has a bad month of July, I wouldn't be afraid to go bring him back for the rest of the year either.
Bring back Josh Naylor, says Jim Bowden. If you're, okay, in principle, in theory on what he says, hey, that sounds like a great idea. Jim certainly knows more than I do. Knows more than you do.
Most people do.
Yeah, thanks. And, okay, I get that. But here's the thing. If you brought Josh back for a playoff push, it would bring up a couple of questions. Why'd you get rid of him in the first place? What do you do with Carlos Santana? What do you do at DH? Because you'd have to move Santana, you know, if you were going to bring back Josh Naylor. And then you have Manzardo. You've got Nolan Jones, who's hitting better, who, by the way, his career split against lefties is still better batting average-wise than it is against righties, which brings up the question, why is the guy platooning? But I don't know the answer to that. Maybe only Stephen Vogt in the analytics department know the answer to that. But that was an interesting thought. Bring back Naylor. Would you even consider it? Because they got rid of him for a reason. We just don't know what that reason is. And I don't think it's just Slade Ciccone.
But clearly they saw something in Slade Ciccone that they liked and were willing to make the trade for.
Sure, so but you don't give up 30 homers and 100 RBIs for a guy you kind of like as a pitcher.
The problem, okay. Moment of clarity.
For you?
Both of us, right now. Okay? Are you high on Kyle Manzardo?
I think Kyle has the potential to become a good major league hitter.
Okay.
He's been a little inconsistent. His power numbers are pretty good, and his other numbers are eh.
It's kind of funky.
But I kind of like him.
It's kind of funky how he went from a...
Well, he was hitting bombs early.
Well, right, but more like when he was in AAA, he was kind of a doubles guy, made a lot of contact, and then people were comparing to John Olerud, who everybody remembers for the fact that he was a contact-hitting first baseman who wore a helmet on the field, right? Mostly the helmet. That's what everybody will remember him for more than
the hitter. Which he had to because of a previous... I think
he, sadly, head injury.
I won't call it an aneurysm. I don't think that was it, but he had an issue.
But he came to the major league level and is not hitting for average a whole lot anymore. Now, he was hitting bombs earlier and has cooled off. But if you believe that Kyle Manzardo is a piece of your future, then bringing in Josh Naylor makes no sense.
Unless you get rid of Carlos Santana. But Carlos can at least switch it.
Right. So Naylor would end up as your designated hitter, which then you would end up losing that DH spot if you wanted to have both of them play, which is a hiccup in itself. See, that's the problem. The guys who are available play positions that you've got too many people at to begin with. And we could even point to Andy's guy, CJ Kafis. If you want to see what that guy can do, bringing in Josh Naylor isn't going to make it that you want to see what that guy can do. You're just increasing the logjam.
But here's this. Your starting rotation, last time around, let's one start for each guy. Last five starts, combined to give up 7 runs. Your starting pitchers in their last 5 games gave up 7 total runs. Daniel, you might want to put off bringing up CJ Kafis if you could go get a guy, Jim Bowden says, Josh Naylor, if July doesn't go well. You might want to put that off because you just might have the pitching to get you, A, into the playoffs, and B, once you get into the playoffs, if you have pitching, yeah, you need some offense, but pitching, I think, becomes even more important in the postseason than it is even in the regular season.
But this becomes the basketball idea again, which is like, can I put my best 5 guys on the floor? Can I put my best 9 hitters in the field at any point? If I've got Carlos Santana, I've got Josh Naylor, I've got Kyle Manzardo, I've got the log jam over in right field of whomever you want to point to, I don't think this team could ever get their best 9 hitters on the field at the same time. And that's going to be an issue if you want to succeed in the playoffs. If you go bring in a Josh Naylor, it's a fit problem, and you're going to stunt the growth.
Not another
of
one.
Huh?
Another team with a fit problem?
You're going to stunt the growth of your kids if you bring in veterans to play over them.
Yeah, but if you're going for a playoff spot, Are you more concerned about stunting the growth of your kids, or you're more concerned with let's get into the playoffs and try and go deep?
If you're the Cleveland Guardians, now put yourself in their mind space, okay?
And I have a starting rotation that last time around with five starts gave up seven total runs and it turned it over to a lockdown bullpen. Okay, go ahead.
What's more important? I'm 8.5 back. I think they might be one of the spots in the wild card too, but they're 8.5 back. I know that in the Central. Is it more important for me to make a move at the deadline than it is to continue to try to develop these kids and maybe make a run at it in 26 or 27?
You can do both.
Okay. How?
Coming up to the majors for the last 2 months of the 2026 season or 2025 season will not define the careers of CJ Cephas or Chase DeLauder. Will it help a little bit? Maybe. Will it help to the point where you should maybe sacrifice offense for the team while these guys try and find it? Unless they think these guys are really ready to go. You know, we were kicking around an idea this morning. I forget who it was. I think it was you, me, and Jeff Thomas. And I've thrown this out before, and to me, it's starting to make even more sense. Center field has been a little bit of an issue, hasn't it?
Since Grady Sizemore.
You have a gold glove left fielder who bats leadoff. You don't think Stephen Kwan could move to center field and be at the very least one of the better defensive center fielders in Major League Baseball?
This is one of life's great questions.
I mean, he's a gold glover in left.
Jeff, I'll take average.
Okay.
There's not even average out there right now. I'll take average.
Then I would assume that he's going to be above average, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So if you had the bats, let's say Nolan Jones, okay? Just put Nolan Jones in right field and leave him alone. His splits are the same against lefties and righties. Why are we platooning that guy when he's actually showing that he's been able to hit a little bit? If Cephas is ready to go, if DeLauder's ready to go, and they play corner outfield spots, well, we only have one because Kwan's in left. No, you don't have a center fielder. So how about if you put Kwan in center field, tell Lane Thomas, Lane, we love you. You're a great dude. You got to hit or you're not going to be here. And Cephas, you're ready to go. You've been playing some right field. Great. You're in right field. Let's go. DeLauder, go play left if they're ready to go. And you're not going to put two rookies out there right now. You're just not. But how about Kwan in center? That takes care of that problem, Dan. I mean, it takes care of it. And then you've got between Rodriguez, Noel, Nolan Jones, Cephas, Lane Thomas. You got five guys that can play the corners. Find three.
It's why I would not trade for Josh Naylor, but you could talk me into Jarren Duran. You could talk me into Taylor Ward. You could talk me into Mullins, depending on the amount that's out there. You could talk me into Adolis Garcia. Like, those are the kind of guys you could talk me into.
Yeah, but can you get one of those guys?
Naylor, I'm out. I don't want Josh Naylor back. But if there's a couple other guys who are there that can really make an impact in that outfield where I actually have a hole, now you're talking.
Okay. It's interesting. What would you do, folks, if you're the Guardians? Personally, I think Stephen Kwan is your center fielder for a long time if you decide you want to pay him. I'd move him from left. Just solve that issue and then find a left fielder. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.